This is Psychiatric News. One of the most disturbing incidents of non-combat violence among American military personnel happened at Fort Hood in Texas on November 5, 2009. On that day, Major Nidal Hassan, a U.S. Army psychiatrist, shot and killed 13 people and wounded 32 others. That Hassan was an Army officer and a psychiatrist trained to care for the very people he harmed further compounded the horror of the crime. Before Hassan was brought to trial, military officials needed to know his psychiatric status and its relation to his actions that November morning.
Kostubh Joshi, Associate Professor of Clinical Psychiatry at the University of South Carolina School of Medicine.
Former Air Force psychiatrist Dr. Kostubh Joshi spent a year trying to answer that question.
Well, I was tasked along with two other individuals, an Army forensic psychiatrist and a Navy neuropsychologist, and myself, Air Force forensic psychiatrist, to conduct the Compte Stand Trial criminal responsibility evaluation for Nidal Hassan. This evaluation in the military is known as the Sandy Board. So after conducting the evaluation, which included interviewing witnesses and reviewing multiple sources of documentation, as well as the defendant himself, that the defendant did not have a mental illness which interfered with his ability to stand trial, and he did not have a mental illness which interfered with his ability to differentiate right from wrong or appreciate the nature and quality of his acts.
Hassan had graduated from the Uniformed Services University of the Health Sciences and had served his residency at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, so he was well known to Army medical personnel. Could anything in his past have predicted the bloodshed at Fort Hood?
The number one risk factor for future violence is a history of past violence. And before the November 5th incident, he did not have a history of violence. He didn't have a history of substance use at all at any point in time. So the two main risk factors he never had. Although he had increasing internal conflicts between his religion and his duty as a military member, that never translated into behaviors regarding that conflict up until November 5th. So although he may have made verbalizations about his beliefs on Islam, he never verbalized a threat to harm others.
Hassan acted as his own attorney during his court-martial. He was convicted on all counts in August 2013 and sentenced to death. He is now imprisoned at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, while his case undergoes mandatory appeals. For Psychiatric News, this is Aaron Levin.